Today on the show, I am going to dig into three bidding mistakes that I see happening way too often. And listen, y'all, one of the first things a contractor needs to get right is the bid. It's the foundation of everything. And there's so many things that go into that. But today, I'm going to focus on three mistakes that are too common, that are stealing your profits and growing frustration in your life. Let's do this. The first bidding mistake that causes a shit ton of problems in your life and gives a bad name to contractors, you have lack of clarity with the client. So many issues arise when assumptions are made. I thought this was included. I thought that was included. No, that's not included. All right. Take the time to ask questions and get dialed in on exactly what is important to your prospect. If you don't do that, then everyone's making up stories in their mind about what's really supposed to happen on the project. All right. Don't price something inaccurately because you didn't understand their expectations and what was truly important to them. Get those expectations in writing and go over those things with the client before you actually sign the contract. And once they initial those things and everyone's on the same page, now you know you have more clarity. And that contract has to spell out everything with absolute clarity, or you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. And that's never a good thing. Three, two. Second big mistake I see contractors make is you are not clear on your direct costs. You're bidding jobs, but you really don't know what things cost you. So let me ask you, if you install doors, do you know how much it costs you to install that door? Do you know how much it costs you for the time to set up a job? Do you know how much it costs you in drive time each week? In fact, many years ago, I coached a $40, $50 million company that was losing $6,000 a week or something like that. I can't remember the exact number. All right. In drive time that they weren't bidding for, that they weren't putting into their costs. All right. Most contractors are underestimating the time required to do a project. So how do you know? How do you know what those costs are? Number one, this is where job costing comes into place. You have your estimated cost, and then when the job is done, you job cost the project and you get your actual costs, then you can compare and you can learn from that. That's what it means to know your numbers. And that's always a work in progress. When you don't know your numbers, when you're not revisiting a project after you do it and said, how did we do compared to what we thought it would take to do the job? You're hurting yourself. All right. The correct multiplier. Again, we talk here all the time about a 50% gross profit. What are your job costs times at least two? All right. Well, that times two is only as good as the accurate direct job costs. And if those are not accurate, then you have a disaster. And it might be why you don't have the money in the bank that you think you should have in the bank, because your direct job costs are the problem. So in your next job, I want you to break things down into three phases. No matter what you do, to me, there's always the prep time. And I don't mean just like sanding and that sort of prep and demo or whatever it is. There's prep of getting the materials. There's prep of setting up the job, having certain conversations and running around with that. And that also includes the prep. So if I'm, you know, I'll use a painting example, you know, the pre-job walkthrough that we do, maybe running to the store and picking up materials if you're not having them delivered. That's in the time for prep. You're paying for that time. You're also paying to, you know, the prep of prepping the house with plastic and caulking and all those different things. That's all in the prep. And you figure up the time and all the costs that it's going to take you associated with that first phase. Second phase is what I call the build. The build is the actual work that you're doing. You're installing the cabinets or you're painting the house. And the third is the finish. How are you going to close out the job? This is probably the biggest area I see contractors drop the ball on, is they underestimate the amount of time that it takes to do that final 10% of the job, to detail it all in, to really clean up in a red carpet type service way, concierge way. And when they don't do that, they end up losing a lot of money. The job is not as profitable. So figure up those three things, add them all together, all the labor costs, the material costs, any special circumstances to get your direct job costs. Check this out. I want to tell you about an opportunity to grow the shit out of your business to eight figures and beyond if you so desire. In October, I'm keynoting at the Contractor Summit in Jacksonville, Florida, and I want to invite you to join me and other kick-ass contractors as we guide you to automate your systems to give you more freedom and profits in your business. Who can use a little bit of that, right? Raise your damn hands. Or what about building a world-class team that operates without you? What kind of freedom would that give you? And bandwidth would that create in your head so that you could work on bigger things in the business and fulfill your bigger vision? We're also going to dig into things like how to sell larger projects that don't put you in the poorhouse. My God, the number of contractors that take on a big job and end up going out of business because of that big job is staggering. There's far too many people that don't know how to make money on a big project. So guys, I want to invite you to join me. Hit the link, go to thecontractorfight.com/Florida-summit, and let's get better together. I'm out. The final mistake that I see contractors make all the time is a lack of sales skills. Selling is not just writing up a bid and sending it and then holding your breath until they reply. Selling is also not manipulating somebody. It's understanding their needs and offering a solution. What all the direct cost accuracy in the world is and the right multiplier is not going to fix the problem of you not having enough money if you don't know how to sell the project and sell value, not just price. Profitable sales happen when you have a connection. All right. You've got to position yourself as someone who gets them and then contracts the project around their needs. When you do that, price becomes so much less of a factor in the sales process. Remember, sales is a skill that requires work to develop through consistent practice and refinement. So to wrap this up, apply these strategies to your next project and every project after that. I promise you, you will make more money immediately. Take time to understand them. Don't rush figuring your costs because that's the starting point. So on your next bid, I want you to use this tool that we have for you. It's our 50% gross profit pricing tool that will walk you through the three phases of the job and help you think about all your costs. And then you can add your multiplier to it, preferably the 50%. Multiplier of two, by the way. You can get it for free at thecontractorfight.com/50. Don't forget to share this video with another contractor that you know so that we can raise all the ships. What's the old saying? Rising tide lifts all ships. So let's lift the ships in the contracting industry by making sure that we all understand how to price our damn work. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.